Bolivia is the scene of today's first story. The South American country is in the middle of a political crisis following the resignation of its president early this week. And leaders around South America are trying to help Bolivia chart a path toward new elections. Former President Evo Morales was first elected in 2005. He was re-elected in 2009 and 2014, and his political party, the Movement Towards Socialism Party, kept control of the government's legislature as well. That helped former President Morales push through the laws he wanted. In October of this year, he ran again for president, and while it looked like he was ahead of his opponent in the early results, there were problems with the vote count. Opposition parties said it had been changed to benefit the incumbent president, and on Sunday, election monitors published a report saying there were serious irregularities with the vote count that had an impact on the results. The former leader and his allies in Latin America say a coup forced him out of power. There have been numerous coups and counter-coups in Bolivian history. But the nation's opposition parties say this is a fight for democracy and peace. It's not clear yet who will be the next person to leave Bolivia. Everyone who is next in line to the presidency has resigned.